WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. There were a number of stories this past year affecting businesses and the economy overall in the Rochester area. WXXI News Director Randy Gorman, who hosts our weekly local business report, is joined by Beth Adams to take a look at some of them.
So, Randy, if you had to pick just one story that had the biggest impact locally in 2018, what would that be?
Beth, it would be tough to pick just one, but I think we have to start out with the big corporate changes at Xerox, a company certainly smaller than it used to be, but still one of the larger employers locally. This past May, Xerox named John Visentin as the new CEO after a well-publicized legal battle between activist investors Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason and some of the longstanding board members over the proposed sale of the company to Fuji. Icahn and Deason were opposed to that idea. Eventually, the sale was scrapped. Some of the previous board members left, and Visentin replaced Jeff Jacobson as CEO. The dispute over the control of Xerox centered in part around Icahn and Deason's opposition to the proposed takeover of Xerox by Fuji. The two investors felt that $6.1 billion deal undervalued Xerox. Even with the management shakeup at Xerox, the company's still dealing with some challenges. The revenue, of course, one of them over the last several years had a tough time getting above more or less a break-even point. Visentin, earlier this year, talking about the company's assets.
We have tremendous assets. We have great product portfolio and robust innovation capabilities. We have a recognized and respected brand. We have a great customer base, supportive partners, and committed employees who are ready for change.
In the meantime, Xerox has been keeping a lid on costs, talking about some layoffs recently, although company officials have not said just how many people were actually let go.
For people who are into home design and decorating, one of the biggest names in home furnishings, of course, is IKEA, the Swedish company that is so popular around the world, although we're not seeing a store here in Rochester yet.
Not yet, Beth, but you can judge just what a cult-like following they have by all of the media attention we saw earlier in the year when rumors surfaced that IKEA may have been scouting possible locations in Henrietta. The company, by the way, has been relatively mum during the entire discussion, but that didn't stop all the speculation. Hopes were raised earlier this year in Henrietta with word that IKEA was maybe considering a location near Marketplace Mall. The town supervisor, Steve Schultz, had told us back in June, had not heard anything yet definitive, so while nothing seemed imminent, he feels the area is not out of the running altogether. But I should mention that all of this has to be looked at in light of IKEA shifting its expansion strategy in the U.S. in recent months. They are moving away from suburban big box stores in some cases and more toward smaller urban locations, as well as boosting their online sales.
And certainly IKEA wasn't the only big retail name creating a buzz in the Rochester area this year, Randy.
Yes, Beth, and I know you're referring to perhaps the biggest name, the biggest retail name of all, Amazon, which really created a frenzy across the country when it announced last year it was looking for a location for a second headquarters. Rochester and Buffalo put together a joint proposal, and we found out last January we were no longer in the running. Then last month, Amazon said it's actually picking two cities for its new headquarters operations, one just outside Washington, D.C., the other in the New York City area. Bob Duffy, president of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce, not surprised. He says the availability of international flights really is one of the issues.
You are going most places, you have to take at least two, if not three flights. So that was one issue for us and Buffalo. But there are also the number of jobs. In all honesty, I'm not sure if we won, we could fill 25,000 jobs as quickly as they would like.
But Duffy's still glad Rochester made a pitch. He says area officials learned a lot from preparing all that information. We did learn this year, Beth, about Amazon putting a distribution facility in Henrietta that will not bring the thousands of jobs the headquarters would have brought. But not surprisingly, local government officials still happy to announce that.
Well, thanks for the update, Randy. So what do you think we should be looking out for on the business front next year?
Well, Beth, there are always surprises, but a lot of us will be looking to see what happens with Rochester's so-called legacy companies like Kodak and Xerox and what emerging high-tech firms like those in the photonics field may bring to Rochester.
WXXI News Director Randy Gorman with the Business Roundup for 2018. Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Thanks, Beth.